Hi, and welcome back to the second of my Matt Reviews podcasts. I'm still looking at the Liverpool biennial. I was partway through a review of the first show within the A Needle Walks Into a Haystack exhibition. This is an exhibition that is on at a number of different venues, the first venue of which is the group show at the Old Blind School, and I spoke at the end of the previous podcast about the animation, which didn't impress me. It's a shame that I had to end on a negative note, but I'd really run out of time. However, there were a number of things that I did like about the exhibition, and so I'll run quickly through those. A number of those things were on the ground floor. In the room, I think, preceding the animation, which I didn't like, there were a number of sheep that appeared to be made from bits of metal and what appeared to be cardboard boxes. Because I didn't touch them, and because I wasn't told, I didn't realise they were actually concrete. These are concrete, essentially casts of fairly standard packing boxes with faces of sheep drawn on them. Some of them have legs, some of them are down on the floor. They were quite funny. And prior to that, in the room where you enter the exhibition space, there was in one corner there's an ice making machine which is on and is making ice and spewing it out onto the floor where it gradually melts and more ice then continues to spew out. Also in the room with the concrete sheep and elsewhere as you proceeded upwards through the building, there were branches sticking out of the walls which I think were made of bronze. I can't remember who they were made by. They may have been made by Judith Hopf, who created the concrete sheep, but I might well have got that wrong. I didn't take any notes while I was there, so anything I say about names is going to be fairly unreliable, unless I take it from the festival guide which I have in front of me. The ice-making machine was the work of Norma Jean. Elsewhere, there were a couple of machines or boxes or mechanical objects in a room somewhere upstairs with pipes running to and from them. What the purposes of these boxes were, I don't know. I'm not sure if they were doing anything. Didn't seem to be generating much in the way of sound. They might have been controlling the climate in the room, or they might simply have been sitting there. What was interesting wasn't so much these mechanical boxes themselves as the fact that of your reaction to them and the way that it made you more alert to the space, to the sounds within the space, to the temperature of the space, to the way the space smelled. And that was that certainly interested me. Elsewhere, there was a film by Louise Hervé and Chloé Mailhot, which, as the catalogue says, combines marine archaeology, thalassotherapy, forgotten civilizations, immortality, and post-humanity. It consisted of a series of images of baths and spas, as well as archaeological sites, and was punctuated by intertitles. In fact, this wasn't a film. Oh. No, I'm getting confused. Yes, it was a film. I was confusing it with something else. But yes, this was yet another aspect of this that interested me. There was also a sort of small stage set, or a design for a stage set, which it says here was based on a design used by the Bauhaus in the late 20s, and it has a large amount of ephemera, as well as more interesting material scattered about on it. This was the work of Rana Hamade, and that was on one of the upper floors. As I keep saying, the space was packed. I don't think I've really done justice to other things which were there that interested me, even to things which didn't particularly interest me. But one of the things which was impressive about this exhibition was the way that it was curated, the way art was arranged in different spaces, the way the spaces were used, the choices of material. The whole thing was very inventive and imaginative. Now, I see that I'm running out of time, so I'm not sure that I'm going to have any time to run through the next exhibition, especially with this hesitation, repetition, deviation, all these huge lacunae. But no, I'll move on and resume this review in the third part, which I think is going to be again structured. It's going to look at an exhibition that I really enjoyed, and one that interested me much less. So I'll see you then. That'll be, again, probably about 15, 20 minutes. And until then, hope you've enjoyed what I've had to say. And I hope you've either been to the exhibition, the biennial yourself, or you're planning to. And if you do go to the biennial, or if you've already been, and if you disagree with me, please let me know. Leave comments. It would be great to hear from you, especially for any dissenting views.